Well, good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, January 5th. Listen to me saying December. January 5th. The year is 2012. The time is 7:49 a.m., and I'm looking at an article that was posted yesterday at the HuffPost. Let me make sure I find out the exact time. The HuffPost Politics. It was posted yesterday, January 4th. The headline with a big picture of Rick Santorum smiling is Rick Santorum called Mormonism dangerous cult in the minds of some Christians in the year 2007. So I stayed up, watched the Iowa caucus until my eyes couldn't take it anymore. Wanted to know who was going to win, left when it was 96 or 97% and wasn't sure whether it was going to be Santorum or Romney. As it turns out, you know that Romney won and Santorum took second place. Both of them are rushing to New Hampshire, and we'll see how Santorum fares in New Hampshire. So here we go. The top three finishers for the Republican Party, and quite frankly, we're left with who in the world do you vote for? Nothing's clear at this point. Nothing's easy for us. Unless something happens dramatically, Rick Perry's not going to be the candidate, receive the nomination. So we're looking at this article that highlights the religious differences that we have between Santorum and Romney. And for the large community, the big community, the ignorant community, so to speak, those that are not aware of the differences between a Mormon and a Catholic, I'm sure that they conclude, well, they're the same, they both believe in God, they both have good family values, Santorum is a traditional Catholic, so he's very pro-life, pro-family values, takes a strong stand on marriage, is anti-homosexual, and I would say that Romney would fall in that same category to some degree. Now, you could have a discussion about what Romney, because there has been some flip-flopping, but according to Romney, according to the current views, I guess he would be just as conservative as Santorum. So what do we do with this cult idea? And then what do we do with the Catholic idea? Because both of them are problematic. You have Santorum making specific reference to the fact that some people could have a problem with Mormonism. Santorum wrote of Romney's speech, he tried to address the question by discussing Jesus, suggesting that the specific theological tenets of Mormonism are not in any important respect different from those of traditional Christianity. I disagree. Well, good for Santorum. Good for Santorum. He's right. He is exactly right. There's no doubt about that. That the fact of the matter is that there are not minor theological differences between Mormonism and Orthodox Christianity. That's a fact. There's no question about it. Romney was the highest-ranking lay leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Boston. So we're not dealing with nominal Mormonism per se. The highest-ranking lay leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Boston. And skepticism, if not fear, of his deep Mormon faith is widely considered to be a significant and ongoing problem for him among evangelical voters in particular. And I've already done a news and focus commentary on this issue once before. Now, with the rise of Santorum and the potential rise of Santorum, and perhaps by the time the issue gets to North Carolina, it'll already be resolved. Super Tuesday will have already happened. But let's say it doesn't. And now it comes down to who are you going to vote for, Sean, when you enter that booth? Will it be Newt? Will it be Rick Santorum? Will it be Mitt Romney? Who are you going to vote for? Well, I don't have an answer at this point. I do not have an answer. If I've got to choose between a Mormon, I've got to choose between a Roman Catholic, I've got to choose between a new Roman Catholic who's on his third marriage. I don't know. I don't have any solutions at this point, any ideas. What I do want to say, though, is that while Roman Catholics are clearly orthodox on their view of Jesus Christ, there are many other areas that are just about as significant. Now we could say that they're not. We could say that they're secondary issues. But I'm not sure the gospel could be called a secondary issue. And that's where it becomes problematic. Because while Santorum is right in his assessment that to suggest that the specific theological tenets of Mormonism are not in important respect different from those of traditional Christianity, I disagree. I would also say to you that to suggest that the specific tenets or the theological tenets of Catholicism or Roman Catholicism are not in any important respect different from those of evangelical Christianity, I would also disagree. The central question that we have been battling with, even before the Protestant Reformation, is how does a Roman Catholic get saved? You see, in order to believe that Santorum is a Christian, we need to hear a public profession of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and in my view, that would also include repudiating a faith in the efficacy of the sacraments. And I think that would be very problematic for Santorum because he doesn't want to alienate Roman Catholics. And so he has to walk this incredibly fine line with one hand reaching over to Roman Catholicism and the other hand trying to embrace as much of the evangelical community as he can by making reference to family values and things like that. I listened to a speech Monday night. It did not appear to be disingenuous. He made specific reference to the necessity of the grace of God. It seemed to be incredibly heartfelt. I don't want to question in any way, shape, or form his conversion, but he's not using words like born again, or at least I haven't seen him. If you have, email an article to me at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. But as of this point, I haven't seen anything that indicates, in my view yet, that Santorum clearly understands that within Roman Catholicism, there is some unorthodox teaching that perhaps he stays in Catholicism in an attempt to make a difference, but he recognizes that the Pope is not the vicar of Christ. He recognizes that salvation is by grace and grace alone, through faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing more. And this would mean that he would understand his infant baptism, Holy Communion, penance or confession to a priest. This would mean that he does not pray to anyone other than God. This would mean that he doesn't make any, he's not a respecter of persons with regard to Mary. And the more I articulate these things, the more you should be thinking, well, that means that he's less and less of a Catholic. And yet one of the things that he's really branding himself is that he's a traditional Catholic. And so here I am as a Baptist, torn, significantly torn, between supporting a Roman Catholic and supporting a Mormon. And you say, well, a Roman Catholic is a Christian. The possibility exists that a Roman Catholic is a Christian. But the fact that a Roman Catholic states, first and foremost, I'm a Roman Catholic, and then second, that I'm a Christian is problematic. That's not any different than if I was to ask somebody in my church, I would say, well, my friend, how do you know that if you were to die today, you're going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? And he was to respond with, well, I'm a Baptist, or I've been baptized. That's the same kind of an idea. We would expect someone who's been converted to talk about their profession of faith in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. And it seems as though by this article that Santorum does have a clear understanding that the significant dividing line between Mormonism and Catholicism is the person and work of Jesus Christ, or their view of the person and work of Christ. Because both in Mormonism and Roman Catholicism, there is a problem with how do you get saved? We're not dealing with the difference between a Baptist and a Presbyterian on infant baptism or polity of the local church or those type of things. We're dealing with either the person and work of Jesus Christ or the work of Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is the saving work of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to be careful here, because a Roman Catholic would not deny the saving work of Jesus Christ. I think what they would take issue with is the sufficiency of that work, in so much as to say that faith in Christ is enough. And of course, now we're back to one of the tenets of the Protestant Reformation: faith alone. And so this is the dividing line that you, as a Bible-believing, Christ-exalting, gospel-centered Christian, will have to pray through. And we'll watch as the Lord Jesus Christ reveals his will through the nomination process, and then again through the voting in November. But as of this point, evangelicals, fundamentalists, are left wondering, who are we going to vote for? We're in a quandary. And I would submit to you that that's precisely why the Iowa caucus was as divided as it gets. Romney picking up first place as a Mormon. Santorum picking up second place, 6 or 7 votes, 8 votes, as a traditional Roman Catholic. And then we have Ron Paul picking up fourth place with his, I am a believer, but I don't wear my religion on my sleeve. I'm a libertarian at heart. I think that, yes, I believe in Christ. I don't go to prayer breakfasts, and I don't allow my beliefs to influence me too much in how I govern. Well, none of those three are going to resonate very well with the evangelicals. None of that. And we've talked about that with Ron Paul in a previous News and Focus posting that I would ask you to take a look at and listen to if you haven't already. And so we're at a quandary, and we're praying that the Lord would reveal his will to us. And it doesn't look as though Rick Perry, although he probably has the strongest, quote, evangelical position, provided his profession of faith is authentic. And at this point, Michelle Bachmann has already bowed out, and depending on how Perry does in South Carolina, he'll probably go the same way, leaving us a libertarian who is a believer but doesn't talk about it, a Roman Catholic who's been married 3 different times and recently converted to Catholicism, a traditional Roman Catholic who has a solid family values, and a moderate conservative Mormon. That's my assessment. You may disagree with me. If you do, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. Tell me what I'm missing. Show me what I haven't seen. Send me an article that we can talk about in our next News and Focus program. Have a great day. Continue to trust in the Lord. And don't worry, God didn't reveal to Pat Robertson, or maybe I should say, I don't think God revealed to Pat Robertson who the next president's going to be. I believe that that revelation will come to us through the voting process. There isn't any indication in the Word of God that that prophetic revelation continues to individuals. And what my experience has been is that prophets speak. And so I would expect that instead of saying, I've got the word from God, but I can't share it with you, it would be, thus saith the Lord. And then we would hold him to the same standard we hold false prophets to in the Old Testament. If he gets it wrong, he has to be stoned to death. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Of course, we're not going to stone anybody to death. Please don't send me any emails about stoning anybody to death. But I don't think that religious leaders need to be standing up and saying, I got a word from the Lord with that level of specificity. Perhaps the word from the Lord needs to be, we need to have a Christian worldview. We need to seriously take the right that we have to vote. We need to pray, seek the Lord's will, and go that direction. Have a great Thursday. I trust you'll be in church somewhere on Sunday in a Christ-exalting, gospel-centered church, worshiping the Lord. Join us, if you can, via our live webcast at 10:45 Eastern Time, if you're in a different time zone. Love for you to tune in and join us for a worship service at Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the Special Forces Community, 82nd Airborne Division. Have a great day. Talk to you later.